Parshas Lech Lecha starts the Asorah Nisyonis Shinisnas Avraham Avinu, the Ten Nisyonis. Just to speak a little bit about the Inyan of Nisyon. First of all, it's interesting to note that the Parshas Lech Lecha is the first different ways of counting the Ten Nisyonis and different Cheshbonos of what the Nisyonis were. So those that count Lech Lecha as the first of the Nisyonis, and that was after that he was thrown into the Kivush HaNa'ish, which would mean that Kivush HaNa'ish B'chlal was not considered a Nisayin for Avraham Avinu. The Shaila is for us. Lech Lecha doesn't seem to be such a great Nisayin B'chlal. And the Shpuch Hu tells him, yeah, you have to go to a different town. But Eschol HaGregodol, Varechecho, Agal HaShemecho, V'Yibrocho, all the brachas are going to be there. Somebody tells you, by the way, you won the lottery, you just have to pick up the money. It's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Pick up the money, no problem. I'm going. But the trip is going to take so long. Then we'll work it out. Doesn't seem to be, as opposed to Kivush HaNa'ish, seems to be much more, to be Moiser Nefesh. So Yaakov Glinsky wanted to tell you that a Nisayan, first to be the first Nikud, and this is really the Nikud of a Nisayan, is it has to be that there's two stodons. It has to be that you could say one way or the other way. There's a possibility for two different things. There's no possibility, B'chlal, then it's not a Nisayan. Somebody comes over to you and says, I'm going to pay you $1,000, to your chazer. It's not a Nisayan, B'chlal. $10,000 to your chazer. Also not insane. $100,000 to eat chazer. Also not insane. It's question not insane. Why? Because just by us, eating chazer is just, no one would ever do it. So it's to give up your emunah, or to go into the kibbutz and the age, by Avraham Avinu wasn't a shayla b'chlal. That's not an insane. Everybody has their nekudas habechira, like Mechamiel writes. Every place where for them it's considered an insane, and certain things are not considered an insane. And eating chazer, being Mechal Shabbos, I'll give you $1,000,000 for Mechal Shabbos. All you have to do is sign your name on the dotted line. That's all you have to do. $1,000,000. No one's going to do it. No one's going to think about it. Not only that, by us, even much less things. Don't daven Ma'arav tonight. I'll give you $1,000,000, you don't daven Ma'arav tonight. Think anybody would do it here? Shvetzegleven, they would do it. Now, if you don't daven with the minion, that's already, hold on. Right? So, anyhow, so late, probably if it was so late anyhow, I wouldn't find a minion. So, and then what would I do? I would die without a minion, right? Anyhow, so it's not so terrible. That's exactly what Nekudas HaBechira is. Where all of a sudden there's two tzadim, that's where the people have the shailas, and that's where every person has a different Nekudas HaBechira, and the Nekudas HaBechira is not stagnant, it always moves. And therefore, it's certainly one cannot look at anybody else and have tainas against anybody else, or be jealous of anybody else, because they have no idea what the other person's Nekudas HaBechira is and what his Nesirinus are, b'chulu. And in every midah, the person can be different than you. It's just, when a person thinks about it, it gives the whole picture a whole different light. So, the first Nesirin in Echram is Takana Kivush HaNa'ish. Kivush HaNa'ish is not considered Nesirin. What was the Nesirin here? The Nesirin here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him first to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then he told him, leave. Maybe it's going to be Mahara Achim Yidaisav. That's often what the Nisayin is. The Nisayin is not to be Mahara after the Ribbono Shel Olam. When something happens, do you attribute it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, or is it attributed to the neighbor who is driving me nuts? To the Vechulu, children, spouse, friend, whatever it is, the guy across the street. Doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, is it Elikim or Malek Halel, like David HaMelech said, or is it no? So what's going on over here? There's a famine over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to go. What's going on? That was the first Nisayin. That was considered a Nisayin. The Yisoid, Nais, every Nais Be'etzem, also has to be a Nisayin. If not, it also takes away the Bechira. Lashon of the Ramban says by the Noyach, Tevas Noyach, how come a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Metzaveh him to make such a big Teva? Saivi said, there's no way in the world that all the animals could have fit into 300 elements by 50 elements. It just not trying. Elamai was an ace. So once it's an ace, just make him make a smaller teva. Why do you have to make such a big one? Rafat has to bring in food for all the animals for an entire year. There's no way in the world that it could have been. So he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Memayit Ben Ace. Kadosh Baruch Hu likes to be Memayit Ben Ace. That's why he says by Yam Suf, Kriyas Yam Suf, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made the wind blow the entire night. That takes away from the Nes. So that says Rechatzkel in Hanami, Nes, Nisayan, and Nes share the same Shurish. And that is that every single Nes has to also be Nisayan. If there's no way to explain it, then it attracts no person's Bechira. It's Pasha that is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's not a Nisayan Bechlal. For it to be, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to maintain the balance of Bechira in the Bria, it has to be that every Nes has Yichirdus to be explained in two different ways. The Beis HaLevi in his Kunches HaBechira and Kunches HaBitochin, he writes, that's why Bizmanein we don't have as many Nisim as they had in the times of Chazal. In times of Chazal, there was not a question, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu not do. We knew it, that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even so that they had the Nisirnis and Emunah of exactly, it was a much higher Darga. Ve'yaminu Bar Hashem, it says by Kriyat Yamsum. They believed that there was Ribbono Shel Olam. After all the Makkos that they saw, they didn't believe there was Ribbono Shel Olam. It was a much higher Darga of Emunah that they were talking about. By us, we're in a lower Darga. If we're going to see a Nes Niglah, then it's going to take away all Bechira. The truth is that we very often see Nisim around. There's Nisim every day. But here, Befrat and Eretz Yisrael, you see, I don't know how long Elam has been here, but in the last 20 years that have been here, how many rockets have been shot from Gaza to Eretz Yisrael? 10? 100? 1,000? Thousands and thousands and thousands. The past few years, the past 5 years. Thousands and thousands. And what's happened? I'm not going to say that nothing has happened, but in a standard place, one rocket is shot and 20 people can kill them. Just thousands and thousands of rockets that get shot and nothing's happened. Nothing is, during the Gulf War, that Reb Chaim said that no scuds are going to fall in Bnei Brak. Now, Bnei Brak and Ramat Gan, they share the same border. In Ramat Gan, a few fell. A bunch of them fell. And in Bnei Brak, none. So when you just push it, they had bad aim, they weren't able to get it over another 20 feet. No, there's certain things that are clear. It is clear, but no, it could be. One says that always that no, it could be. Then we have the Nisayin. That's the makom of the Nisayin that people have. What is the purpose of Nisayin? So the purpose of Nisayin is, like Rabban says in this week's parasha, is to bring Maman of Shach. Why give somebody a Nisayin? Because the Baruch Hu knows where the person is holding. Is the person holding by? Is Avraham Avinu holding by shechting his son, or is he not holding there? Because the Baruch Hu knows what the purpose of the Nisayin. And the reason is because he says to bring the Bekoyach into Bepoyel. In Echanami, the Yecholus is there Bekoyach. When it's brought out to Bepoyel, it means so much more, and it changes the person more. It's like we were talking yesterday with some of the Olam. Very often you'll learn a sugya, and you go through and you text every word, and you're able to understand every the Shakla Vitaryo. And then you get to the thesis and you're able to also touch every word. At the end of the day, you look back at the sugya, okay, what do I have? When you speak it out, oh, this is the Shakla Vitaryo. This is what came out. This is what the Maskani is. Then everything that you knew before and you had in Bekoya, it becomes Bepoyel, and then you have a real Kinyan. That's what makes the real Kinyan. The real Kinyan is when it's spoken out and you what you knew in the Bekoya, you had the in theory, you bring it out into practice, it turns into something real, it's concrete, and then it changes the person. And every Nisayin changes the person, L'teva. Rabbi Yaakov Linsky, he says that, Medrash Tanchuma says that the first Nisayin of Lech Lecha was as difficult for Avraham Avinu, was Shavet to the Nisayin of the Akedah. So what Shaykh is, how could it be the Shavet the Nisayin of Akedah? Akedah was Mamish, the biggest Nisayin as we know. And Lech Lecha, what was it already? You go to a different town, a Seder. He didn't have to give up his kid's life, his only child that he thought that he's going to have. And he says because when Avraham Avinu was 75, 25 years earlier, however many years earlier was, 50, 62 years earlier, then he wasn't on the same darga as he was after the 10 Nisayin. Every Nisayin gives a person a koyach to grow, and every Nisayin changes a person. So Ba'atam Nisayin is a good thing, and not only that, the Mesil Sharm says in his Akdama, he says that a person is here in this world for three things. L'kayim mitzvot, v'lavoid, v'lamed b'nisayin. So that's one of the basic reasons that a person is here in this world, is lamed b'nisayin. Nisayin is better for a good thing. Mitzad she'inu idavin, al tivyenu l'idei b'nisayin. Don't bring it to Nisayin. So Nisayin a good thing, is Nisayin a bad thing. So certainly a person is not supposed to put themselves into a matzav b'nisayin. So we mentioned in the past with Abaya. Abaya says the story of he saw that two men and a woman were leaving the inn and they were going on walking together home. So Abaya says, "Uh-oh, we better stop them from doing an avera." And it says that he traveled three parsois after the man and the woman to make sure that they shouldn't be chaitim. At the end of the day, the woman and the man they parted and they said, "Oh, so it's been a long walk and it would be so nice to be able to continue. Too bad, but we had a nice time together." And they parted ways. And Abaya says, "Oh, we had a chalisha zadas." He says, "If I would have been that massive with a Yisha without anybody around, I for sure wouldn't be able to also find. So why don't we ever find that Abaye was Lushon? Because he never would have put himself in the matzah in the first place. That's the first step. The first step is not to put yourself into the matzah. Don't put yourself in the matzah in the sign and say, oh, then I'm going to be able to halt the time. That is the first thing. That's the difference between the Hamaritz woman, the Ishan, and Abayim. It says by a person can't rely on their Kirchis and say, oh, I'm going to be able to do it. It says by Kolev that he went to go daven by Marz HaMachpil. The Yovei Ad Chevron, Rashi says, that he went to go, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should save him from the Atzus Meragim. If he knew that the Meragim were trying to do something, and he knew that he didn't want to do that, so what does he have to daven for? Because he's being put into this Masav HaNisayin. You can't rely on yourself when you're Masav HaNisayin. You have to ask for Ezra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to ask from Tzadash from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly not to put yourself in the Masav in the first place. If you know you're going to be in the Masav, at least to daven for Tzadash Shemaya. But this is something which is really negea to everybody on a daily basis. But it's certainly how a person sells a vector house. What do you bring into your house? No, I can bring certain things into my house because I'm not going to be negatively affected by it. I'm going to be able to, I don't have an issue. It's not going to bother me. By me, it's not a problem. All the things that by me, it's not a problem. That means that be'etzem it is a problem, but by me, I'm going to be able to help the chayim. That's the, a person should ultimately lidei nisayon. Don't bring yourself lidei nisayon. That's the first step. The first step is not to bring yourself. We have enough nisayonis without it, that we don't have to put ourselves in the matzav nisayon. And that applies to what type of house we have, what type of work we have, what type of job we take, and where we send our kids to school, and all the different things that all aspects of life, all apply to, oh, we're not going to be negatively affected, I'm not going to be, we could go here for vacation, it's not going to be a problem, I can close my eyes, I know where to go, it's the food is not going to be such an issue, I can eat just the chicken without the other things, and then it's good hefsher, and what's the rest? I can rely on it. A person to put themselves into a matziv where they're going to be put into a nisayin, and he's going to rely on his own kriches to get out of it, that's certainly what we try to refrain from at all costs. But the Shbrochu puts into a matziv in nisayin, then in a chanami, that's every person has nisayin is by their nekudas of achira, and the eager nisayin is like the nisayin that like it says over here, is going to be maharach or midayso. Are you going to attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nisayin, whatever it is that happened? You're put into a matzav that the neighbor is getting angry at you, b'chulu. Is it the neighbor? Is it a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Is it every person has a nisayonis on their own? Should he run through benching? Or should he bench like a... Everybody knows where their matzav nisayon is. That is the reason that we're here. And not only that, as we see, he's called Avram Avinu, like Reb Chaim Volozhin says, because with his kreichos that he was able to be oimid b'nisayon, he gave the kreichos over to his future generations. The truth is that every parent has the same kriyas as that also. Every time that he's even a son, it makes him a bigger person. And the greater he is, the more he's going to be able to give over to his children, the greater his midas, every midas that he shares and he conquers and makes better, he's going to be able to bequeath that to his children. Not just himself, he has the yichelis to give it over to all generations, the same way Avram was Avinu. To be an emissary Avinu is to be Eimi Ben Yisayin, and be able to bequeath it to the future generations of Bezer Hashem.